Yeah, I was supposed to do the area of the Schosalos, but something was bothering me. The last Rambam in Brachos, in Pirush and Mishnayos and Brachos, that the Rambam says, that he talks about the, he skirts the area of Schav Onesh, and he says, Divya philosophim ha-mumchim b'philosophia b'yin zeh u'dava nifla ma'od v'amot ma'od, sh'tzorach l'agdamos rabos, v'achshor b'limudim. Vish maskil yuchal lahavin asam. All these areas are the two philosophers say things that are astounding here, but in order to understand them, you have to have a lot of prerequisites, knowledge from different areas before you can approach it. And he says he doesn't want to go into the whole thing at this time, but he says like this. He says that he goes into it briefly. He says, I'll come back to Maseches Avos. And you'll see the verification of the great philosophers and how their words fall in line with the Chachamim and all these inyan. But this is not the place to talk about this inyan. So why did he mention it briefly? He says, "El shadarki tomid b'chol mokom sheyesh ezer remez b'inyonei amuna avar mashu." But my derech is that whenever there's some kind of a remez, an implication in something that's inyonei amuna, so he says, I'm avar it somewhat. He says, "Why ki choshuv etzli lahasbi yisod mei yisodos." It's more important for me to explain the Yosofim Yisodos Yosem Mikol Dova Achar Shani Malamed more than anything else that I teach. So you see, the Rambam's purpose in writing the Sefer was one thing. People have different reasons for writing books. I mean, a person wants to be an author, he wants to be known, write a great work. Those are the usual motivations. A person likes to see his words in print. But the Rambam had a very simple motivation. He says, "Lahasbi Yisod Mei Yisodos Yosmi Kol Dova Achashani Malamed." Why did the Rambam write his works? Because Vishnantam Levanecha, as he was a Malamed. He's a Malamed. He's Mekayim Vishnantam Levanecha. And he says that in Vishnantam Levanecha, in the mitzvah of being Malamed, he says, it's more choshev for me to explain a Yisod of Yisodos. More than anything else that I teach. Interesting. So I was thinking about there's a mitzvah that we did a little bit on Shabbos here over the summer, which I think is no doubt one of the Ados. It's Lo Sinasos Hashem Elokechem Kashen Yisisem B'Masa. Okay, it's a mitzvah in Parshas V'Aschanon, and it's also a mitzvah in the Rambam counts it as the tenth mitzvah in the mitzvah of Yisod HaTorah. So I was thinking that not to violate the Mesorah of the Rambam, then maybe we should do that. We should do that mitzvah today. Okay. So the mitzvah is in Voschana, and it's a mitzvah that is not so easy to understand. I mean, on the surface, like all mitzvahs, of course. Lo sinasos at Hashem alakechem. You shouldn't test Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kashen yisisem b'masa, just like you tested him during the events that took place at the place that was later called Masa. Okay. So, what exactly is the nature of this mitzvah? You shouldn't test God. What exactly does it mean? What do you mean you shouldn't test him? I mean, what is the Torah's mitzvah? How do you test God? Okay, and what is the love? All right. So it's interesting. The Rambam Rambam in the way the Rambam formulates it in Hilchos Yisrael Yatara. So it's interesting. I mean, the this is a mitzvah which is a mitzvah, so say, like any other mitzvah, but it has an added feature that there was an event that took place that was the basis of the mitzvah. In other words, the event that took place in Klal Yisrael was something which where there was an acting out, so to speak, of the mitzvah. Yeah, you can make recourse in this mitzvah to an event, which is of course helpful because it helps us to clarify and it gives us a further opportunity for understanding the mitzvah. But let's just take a look at the mitzvah. The mitzvah stands on its own. It's not because of the event. I mean, the mitzvah, we'd have the mitzvah anyways. But for limud, it's always a wonderful thing if you have another source for limud to another opportunity to be able to clarify the mitzvah, because it was actually an event. But the Rambam, interestingly enough, just the way he has it, it's in the Yesod Yatar Perek Asiri Halacha He. So the Rambam says like this: Navi Sheheid Lo Navi Achar Shu Navi Hariel Becheskas Navi. Vein Ze Hasheni Tzar Chakira. So Halacha is that we don't accept a Navi unless we put him to the test. Okay, the Rambam says in Perek in the same Perek, he says that a Navi that presents himself as Shliach Hashem, he says he doesn't have to do any osos or mosim like Eliyahu or Elisha. Anything that has to do with shinui min hago shalom, he doesn't have to do that. He says all he does is he tells you things that are going to happen in the future, predictions. V'yeomnu devarav, and then his words will be verified. Shenema kisoma bilvavecha eicha neida davar. He says, you'll say, how do we know what God spoke? So he says, Lefichach, kishiyovo odom aroy lenavua. Memlochais Hashem, v'lo yovo lahosif v'lo legroa, ala lavor has Hashem ben mitzvah satara, ein omen lo kra lana hayom, ahachi ei meis. We don't tell him to do any kind of abnormal miracles, unnatural feats. If in fact you're a Navi, tell us things that are going to happen in the future. And he tells us, we wait to see if what he said is going to occur or not. And even if a small detail that he from his prediction failed to occur, he says, "Be a doer, she's a navi sheker." Then we know definitely he's a navi sheker. Then bo dvarav kulon, and if everything that he said, that he predicted, happened exactly with every detail as he predicted, he says, "Yia be'einenu neman." So then, in our eyes, he'll be verified and believed, and we know that he's a navi Hashem. Then the Ram says, a boat can also pumim harbe. We test him, investigate him many times. And nimtu dvar nemonin kulon. And if we find that everything that he says is 100% true, verified, harezen novianus. There's novianus. Commotion nema b'shmuel. Because by Shmuel it says, v'yeida kol Yisrael midan v'aber shova ki nemon Shmuel novi l'ashem. Yeah. Yeah, the Shmuel Aleph Gimel, the end of the parak. Vayigdal Shmuel v'Hashem ha'yaimo v'lo hipil mikol dvar v'artza. Everything that he said, like Rams, everything that he said occurred. Then vayeda kol Yisrael midon v'ber shava ki nemon Shmuel v'nadu v'Hashem. That's what the pasuk. So Rams says that's the pasuk. That's the method that we use, and And if he passed the test, so then we know he knows. Interesting, the Ram doesn't say how many times. The Ram says, Botkinoso komim harbe, many times. So some wanted to say it's three times, Yosiba Moshe Rabbeinu three times, but the Ram himself doesn't really say that. It doesn't say Botkinoso shlosha pomim. The Ram, the Ram knows three times, the Ram knows how to write shlosha pomim, Botkinoso shlosha, the Ram knows how to write. The Ram says, pomim harbe, many times. Okay. Then the Rambam goes into the Ma'onim and the Kosmim and people that make predictions, extrasensory perception, all these different things, and he explains that those people who make those predictions, they may be right sometimes, and they may even be surprisingly right, but that doesn't prove anything to us because they will always be wrong also. See? They always have things that are wrong. So that is the difference between an ordinary predictor, even a person that's good at predicting, and a Navi Hashem. Navi Hashem, no detail is ever wrong. Okay. Now the Rambam comes back and he says like this. He says, yeah, he goes into the Peronius, a different point, but then he comes back in Halacha, he says like this. Navi Sheheid lo Navi Achar Shu Navi, a Navi that someone else, another verified Navi, attests to the fact that this individual is a Navi. Harehu becheskas Navi. So this individual, we presume that he is a Navi. We assume that he's a Navi. He has a chazaka. It means that he's accepted as a Navi. The ein zeh hasheni tzorach hakira. Then we don't have to do any testing on this second individual, because the first Navi was already tested, and he verifies that this person is a Navi, so he also is a Navi. The proof, how do we know this? Moshe Rabbeinu hated Yeshua. Because I don't find Yeshua had to prove that he was a Navi. But why did we accept Yeshua? Why did Klaso accept Yeshua? Because Moshe Rabbeinu testified that he's a Navi. Then Minu bo kol Yisrael kodem shiasos. Okay. V'chein ledoros. And that's how it goes on eternally. Then the Rambam brings in the last couple of sentences. Navi shenodo nevuasa. A Navi that we know that his nevuah. His nevuah is known. In other words, v'aminu bidvar, his nevuah was verified. He was verified as a Navi. V'aminu bidvarav pam achar pam. Okay. O sheheid lo Navi. They mean it of pam achar pam. They believe in one, in other words, every time. O sheheid lo Navi, v'yaholech b'darchei hanavuah. Or another Navi testified that he's a Navi, and he went according to the darchei hanavuah. Means, of course, he has to live according to the darchei Hashem. Also l'chashev acharav. You're not allowed to suspect him. U'lahara b'nevuasa. And have doubts about, raise doubts in your mind about his nevuah. Shemo eino emes. Maybe his nevuah is not true. V'osu l'nasoso yosem idai. And Ram comes back to the original thing, where Ram before says, Botkinoso pomim harbe, he says, and then he says, V'osu l'nasoso yosem idai. He says, you're not allowed to over-test me. Okay? V'lo niye holchim u'menasim l'olam. And we will not, one is not permitted to go on testing him. Shenema, lo sinasu asad Hashem lekechem, kasher nisisem b'maso, she'omru ayesh ad Hashem b'kibeni u'moyim. Okay. He says, Ela ma'acha shenoda shezen navi, once it has been established that this individual is a navi, ya'aminu v'yegu, they should know, ki ad Hashem b'kirbom, v'lo yaharu, v'lo yachshavu acharov. Okay, that's the Rambam. So of course the Rambam, I mean, leaves it a bit unclear. I mean, what the lava is. This is a lava that the Rambam holds is not just a mitzvah like other mitzvahs of Tayag, but it's a mitzvah which is a mitzvah of the Yisori HaTorah. Okay, it's a different has a certain kind of priority, which means that this mitzvah engages the Yesod HaDos. And if you're lacking in this mitzvah, you're not just lacking in a mitzvah, but you're lacking in the whole foundation of the Dos, and it means your whole fundamentals of the of your commitment to the Dos is lacking. Not just lacking in other mitzvahs. If you're lacking in the mitzvah, so you're lacking in that mitzvah. But over here, if you're lacking this mitzvah, the whole Dos, you're lacking in your whole commitment to the Dos. That's what the Rambam says. So the question, of course, is that catches your eye is I mean, what is the shir? I mean, first the Rambam says both can know some also pamim harbe. So apparently you have a right to test them many times. And then the Rambam says that v'osu lo nasosu yosu midai v'lo niyohu manasim olam. Can't go on testing them. Can't go on testing them forever. And you can't test them yosu midai. So the question is, what is the yosem idat? That's the question. So I believe what the answer to the Rambam is. That's why some people I think wanted to look for a fixed amount of time. I mean, to fix the mitzvah, so to speak, to fix it. Because what is the Torah mitzvah? 3 times, 5 times, 10 times. And what's the Torah mitzvah? But the Rambam. Same question. Okay, the question is what is the proper test and what is the Yosem Midai, which is, and it's an interesting thing, it comes out of this mitzvah, the shir will determine whether you're a mamen b'Hashem or whether you're not a mamen b'Hashem. I mean, you see the Rambam says, v'yedikir Hashem b'kirbo. Okay? So this is not just it's a funny kind of a thing that in an area where one would want the greatest precision in order to enable a person to follow the mitzvah, I mean, which is so important, which is Yesod HaDos, so over here it would seem the Rambam is lacking in giving us a critical point. I mean, a point of determination that's clear. It's kind of left vague. I mean, you see. Yeah. So that itself needs an explanation. The Rambam doesn't leave anything vague. The Rambam, every halacha, not even in Yisrael Torah, but in every single halacha, is meticulous down to the smallest detail. And over here, somehow, in the Yisrael HaDos, he left it with two statements. Both, you know, some pamim harbe. That's one statement, and the other statement is osulam asosiyos midai. Yeah. But I think the answer is in fact related to the Yesod HaDos. What the Rambam means? What is yosem midai? It means like this. Apparently, the questions that man has stems from two sources. You see? One type of question stems from man's tzelem elokim, his ability to comprehend knowledge, his ability to enter into the world of Chochmas Hashem. That's one component of man. But there's another component in man where questions are raised, but these questions don't stem from the Tzelem Elokim, but they stem from the instinctual part of man, from the Nefesh HaBahami. You see. So when a person raises a question, apparently Yahadus demands that a person be able to recognize the source of the question, you see. That's a Yesod Bedos. In other words, when is a person being Menasehem Yosemidai? Yosemidai means when the intellectual component of man has been satisfied already. He's been satisfied. And that's why I think the Rambam throws in, he says, The meaning of Dvar Pam Achapam is they followed him before. So why did they follow him before? Because apparently the intellectual component of man, the component of knowledge, the knowledge component of man was satisfied. So then the questions that arise later are not because of the pure investigative element in man, but because of other considerations, other pressures on the individual have been working in his mind and cause him to reconsider. Now he's ready to rethink the situation. Maybe it wasn't so clear. These pressures in the mind of man that cause him to question his intellectual decision, the decision that came about through knowledge, you see, this is the Isser Deraisa, to be influenced at all by those type of questions that come from those sources. And it is the Yesod and the Das that the person must be able to recognize from which source the question arises. You see, that's why the Rambam didn't. That's why the Rambam didn't give a fixed amount of times, because it depends. It depends on the conditions. It depends on the situation. Depends on the prediction. Depends on a lot of things. But the Yoser Midai and the Pa'omim Harbe can be distinguished between the Pa'omim Harbe is where the mind demands further ascertaining. You have to know. We're not exactly finished with the investigation yet. And Yosem Midai is where the person's questions don't stem from the source of knowledge, but stem from other pressures due to situations which are either external pressures, the pressures of life, difficulties in life, or the pressures, internal pressures. Pressures from the psyche itself. The psyche is a complex entity. I mean, Akov Alev Nikol, it's very complex. And there are internal pressures as well. So that's the mitzvah. That's what the Rambam holds. It's the mitzvah midaraisa. And not only the mitzvah midaraisa, but it's the Yesod Nidas. Why is it Yesod Nidas? Now we can see why it's Yesod Nidas. Because if the individual cannot distinguish between those two sources, then he can't have any commitment to the Das. And his commitment to the Das is worthless. Because the commitment to the Das demands, as a prerequisite, first and foremost, that the person must know himself. He must know his mind. He must be able to distinguish between what is from the part of the mind that the Torah refers to as the Tzelem Elokim, the intellectual part, the part of Chachma, the part that pursues Chachma, and between the other part of man, the instinctual part of man, which also constantly throws up different possibilities, and due to various pressures, it raises certain questions. If a person can't distinguish, he can't be a part of this dust. That's why it's in the Hilchos Yesod Etar. It's like the Ibn Ezra says. Ibn Ezra says that if a person doesn't know himself, if he doesn't understand himself, if he doesn't understand his nefesh, the Ibn Ezra says, then chachmas malo. Then he has no chachma. He has no chachma, and a person without chachma, Ibn Ezra says, cannot be a part of this dust. That's correct. Exactly. Yeah. If the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, so that means that this mitzvah, even if you're not living in the time of the Navi, but it's a Yesod HaDas, which means it's ongoing all the time. Constant. It's a constant. Okay. Yeah, the Ibn Ezra is in Shmos Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches. He says, he says like this. V'lo yuchal odas Hashem em lo yeda nafsho v'nishmoso v'gufo. Ki kol mi shelo yeda mahos nafsho. The person that doesn't know himself, his nefesh, his soul, he says, Chochmas Mala. That's what he says. Okay. That's it. It's in, again, Ki lo yucha v'lo yucha l'das Hashem in lo yeda nafsho v'nishmoso v'gufo. Ki chol mi shelo yeda mas nafsho Chochmas Mala. He doesn't know his soul, then what kind of chachma can he have? Okay. Yeah, a different reason for that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Ibn Ezra says, it's a good question. You notice he says, he comes back to it. First he says, lo yucha ladas Hashem in lo yeda nafsho v'nishmasa v'gufo. Then he comes back and he says, ki kol mishu lo yeda mas nafsho chokmas mala. He doesn't say gufo. It's an interesting thing. But what he means is like, what he means like this. My reference is to the second statement. Ki kol mishu lo yeda mas nafsho chokmas mala. That's what's important over here with regard to this. With regard to this yesod, that statement of the Ibn Ezra. But the first statement of the Ibn Ezra is, of course, emes, but it's a different kind of a reference. What he means is that a person, which is a very deep idea, what he means is that if a person doesn't have a knowledge of himself physically, so then he can't know God. Which means to say that if he just has, he just knows himself in an emotional, narcissistic sense, the way modern psychologists would refer to it, the way he senses himself, he only knows himself in a certain narcissistic way, and he doesn't realize that his guf is simply a profound example of Chochmas Hashem, and his whole guf is working with unbelievable Chochma, then he can't know God, because he doesn't know himself. So that's what Ibn Ezra says. He has to be able to recognize himself and his guf and his physical body from the outside, like an outside observer, that his whole physical body is just an entity of Chochmas Hashem. That perception of the self is necessary in order to have Yediyas Hashem. If he doesn't have that perception of himself, he doesn't understand, he doesn't have any knowledge of the guf, He doesn't know physiology. He doesn't have knowledge of his body. So then he looks at himself in a primitive way. Then he can't have knowledge of God. He has to know his guf is all Chochmas Hashem, the way his guf works, and understand that everything in his guf works with a science. So you must have, according to Ibn Ezra, he must have the science vis-a-vis. He must view himself in terms of in through the realm of Chachma, and it must be his guf as well, because otherwise he can't have knowledge about it. It's amazing, Ibn Ezra. Yeah. But that's a separate point. Okay. Excuse me? No, because he goes a different thing. The reason why I didn't come back on that, because that's in the generic framework of Yediyas Hashem. But now he's come back and he says, but if you don't know your soul, you don't know anything. You see? In other words, first he makes a statement where he says that in order to have knowledge of God, you have to have knowledge of yourself as an entity, which is your very physical body, is dictated by Chochmas Hashem. Works with the whole system of Chochmas. And that's not Yediyas Hashem. But he says, then he comes back again, with regard to the soul, however, if you don't have knowledge of the psyche, then you have nothing. Because then you can't distinguish between what an idea is and what a feeling is. That's what you understand? Then simply internally you have nothing. That's why he says over there it's Chochmas Mala. There's a difference between Chochmas Mala, which means the person can't distinguish between the part of his soul that is Chochmas Hashem, and that part which stems from the emotions and the instinctual, the Nefesh HaBahami. So if he can't distinguish between those two things, he has zero Chochmah, because whatever he thinks, you don't know where it's coming from. So then his chachma is absolutely worthless. He's worthless. He doesn't have that knowledge. But even if he does have that knowledge, then you can't say he has no chachma. But he's not ready for chachma Hashem. Chachma Hashem demands something. The chachma Hashem demands an objective viewing of himself and his guf. The guf of a person is that which is closest to him. His guf, after all, is that, that's him. The person looks at his guf, and the person gets frightened if there's something wrong with the guf. So if he looks at the guf just in a primitive way, and he doesn't view it from the as an outsider, so to speak, as this guf is just a manifestation of Chachmas Hashem. Everything's working in my guf is working according to Chachma. And he has to know the Chachma. He has to, of course, know the Chachma. Without the Chachma, just to say it is nothing. He has to understand it. He has to know it. And if he knows it, then he's ready. That's a prerequisite for Chachmas Hashem. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. There's two different statements, but for what I'm talking about here, my reference is to the second statement. Okay. It's different. B'chol d'chachadayu, means something else. B'chol d'chachadayu means that, and I want to thank you for sharing that. That means that there can't be in a person's mind an area of escape. That he this area he's not with God. Now he's doing averus, he's escaping. That's b'chol d'chachadayu. There cannot be any oasis in a person's mind where he's away from God. He can't be dichotomized. He comes into the base matter, he davens, he's with God, and then there are certain situations where he has a little area where he kind of hides emotionally. You know, he's not involved now. See, that's the b'chol d'chachadayu. It's a different idea. But what the Ibn Ezra is saying is the prerequisite. The Yedias Hashem demands that a person view himself objectively, and it must be his guf also. He can't let the guf escape from this analysis and this understanding, because then the self doesn't have the proper framework. You see, and then he can't have knowledge of God. That's what the Ibn Ezra is saying. Isn't it amazing, Ibn Ezra? Yeah. Okay. But of course there's another problem that the Rambam didn't resolve. See, that other problem that... I mean, of course, this goes together with the other Ibn Ezra that says that the... That, I mean, you understand, I have to tell you, Ibn Ezra, before the Aseres HaDibros, where he mentions clearly... I mean, the Torah is the prerequisite. It's chachma. I mean, I don't have to go over that. I mean, of course, the Torah is given to chachma. Without chachma, the Rambam says a similar thing in the Zagadama to the Mara, which is Dava Pashit, that you cannot expect the mitzvos Hashem to just work on you. I mean, there are prerequisites there. The prerequisite is chachma. Without, if there's no chachma, there's no Torah. But of course, I mean, it's all part of what we're talking about here. So that's another Ibn Ezra mentions that idea specifically before Matan Torah. Okay? Yeah. But anyways, so the Rambam leaves out one thing that is not clear from the Rambam. What's the one thing? The one thing is, what the Kamosha, is it from Kamosha Nema? Where was it? No, the Rambam. Where's the Rambam? Oh, that was the first one? Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was right. Okay. So the Rambam says like this. He says, in the end, he says that, he says, Shenema, lo sinasu asa reshem lakechem kashen isisim b'masa. Sheomra, yesh shem b'kebein amayim. What does that have to do with masa? I mean, that he doesn't really, he doesn't go into it. So hopefully we'll try to explain the incident in Masa and how this idea emerges from that incident. Okay. But before we do that, I want to take a Ramban on Lo Sanasu. Because Ramban also explains Lo Sanasu. Ramban says interesting, he says like this. And the Sefer HaChinuch didn't see a contradiction between the Ramban and the Rambam, and he was kolel the Ramban and the Ramban and the Ramzadi in one idea. And I think he's right. It's not a tartar sasra. Let's take a look at Ramban. Ramban says like this. Yeah, it's a dvarm vav pasuk tazayin. Lo sinasos ad Hashem alakechem kasher nisisem b'masa. So the Ramban says like this. Pirush kasher nisisem b'masa. Shelo tomar miyesh Hashem b'kirbenu lasas lona nisim. Yes, so that is God amongst us to do nisim. Oshin atzliach. He says, oh, that's one form of it. Different forms. That's one form. If a person wants, has a desire to see whether God is among us, His Ashgacha is with us, and His desire leads him to look for Nisim, you see, to find Nisim, that's one form of the love. Oshen Atzliach Biyosenu Ovdin Lafanov V'Nizbalachem V'Niyatovim Nishmotaraso. Or it doesn't have to be in the form of Nisim, it could be in the form of success. In other words, that a person's success or failure will have some kind of an influence here. You see, it gives him a certain support if he's successful. That shows you that God is with him or with Klal Yisrael. You see, and if he fails, that diminishes from that idea. You see, so those are two forms of imagination. He says. That's what their kavana was. They were looking for an ace. That if God will give them water with an ace, yelchlach rav amidbar. Vimlo, and if not, yazvu. V'nechshav lahem la'ovon gadol. Why? Ki acharei shenis ames etzlam ba'osos v'mosim ki moshe novi Hashem udvar Hashem b'fiu emes. Ein roi lasos od shum dova l'nisoyon. It's not fitting to do anything, to ask for anything else for a proof. Va'osakein, a person that does that, einenu menasa hanovi. Interesting, the Ramban says. He's not being menasa the novi. I always said that before. He says, Rak Hashem yizbaruch hu menasa. L'dasa yad Hashem tiktor. V'lochein ulakach osu l'doros l'nasos ha-torah o'anaviyim. Why? Ki ein roi lavod Hashem al derech hasofek, o she'elas mofes v'nisoyon. It's not fitting to serve God. One is not allowed to serve God in that manner. In other words, seeking support from miracles, from supernatural events, or from whether life is favorable towards the person or unfavorable. He says. Ki ein ratzon Hashem lasos nisim l'chol adam u'v'chol eis. It's not God's will to do miracles all the time. Ve'ein roi la'ovdo al menas l'kabel pras. Ela ula yimtza ba'avodoso v'lechto b'darche ha'torah tzar v'oson. If he finds that in following the Torah he meets with grief and with pain. V'roi she'akabel ha'kol k'mishpat tzedek v'lo kasha amru avilei amenu. Not like the fools of the nations said. The Navi quotes them. V'chi alachnu k'doranus m'nei Hashem. The Navi says that what do we gain? Oznidru yir Hashem yishareyeu. The Pasuk says that yir Hashem don't ask these kind of questions. They keep talking in the ideas of Torah. But the avilei amenu, they said, shav avodah l'kim. Ma betza, well, what do we gain from following? So it says that which the Navi is expressing over there, the Navi is expressing a certain derech. It's an interesting thing. Have you got the Navi? Let's see what the question is. Mm-hmm. See? The Pasuk, I guess. Pasuk says, Chosku alai devrechem amar Hashem. So I'm sorry, end of Malachi. Malachi Gimel, it's the end of the Treyasa. Pasuk Gimel. Gimel Gimel. So the Navi says, that God says, Chosko alai devrechem, amar Hashem, that your words are strong against me, in other words. So the Navi says, Vamartem, and you will say, Manet barnu alecha. So you say, we didn't speak again. What do we say against you? We didn't say anything against God. See? So the Navi answers, God says, no. Amartem, no. You said, Shov avod alakim. You said, there's no reason to serve God. Uma betza, what gain is there? Kishamana mishmato. V'chi holachnu kidoranis m'nei Hashem tzvakos. What do we gain from going, walking backwards for, because of God? We're out of our way. Shamanu mishmato. V'ato anel anachnu mashrum zedim. We have to give honor to people that are over avera. Gam nivnu oserisho. And we see that people that are Rishayim, they're built up and they're respected. Gam bochan olekim, they even tested God. Vayimaleitu, and they escaped. They got away with it. So there's one question over here. The question is that the Navi says, Chosko alai derech mama Hashem, and the Navi says, Amartam, you'll say, Manav banalach, we didn't say anything against God. That's what the people say, right? But then the Navi answers, no, you did. Amartam, shavavad olekim. So the question is, didn't they know this? What's this dialogue? I mean, if they said Shav Avod Elokim, so they know they spoke against God. And they said, Ma Betza Kishama, could a person speak more against God than to say Ma Betza Kishamana Mishmata Vichyolach and Kidaranas would say Ne Hashem Tzvakos, Vato Anachnu Mashrim Zedim? I mean, of course, so you mean the Navi is just telling them they were just liars? They're liars, and Navi doesn't have to talk to us, there's nothing to talk about. So the Ramban over here explains that. It's amazing. Ramban here gives the answer to that question. It says, Chosko alai devrechem omar Hashem va'amartem you'll say manet banu alecha. Which means like this, which means that there is sometimes a person says something, but he doesn't verbalize it, you see. It's implicit in his derech hachayim. You see, it's implicit in his derech hachayim. So the Navi says to the people, he says, Chosko alai devrechem omar Hashem. Right? So the people say, Manad Bano, we didn't speak against God. But the Navi answers, no, you did. Amatim Shavarul Kim. That's what the Ramban is explaining. Your derech was that your serving God is influenced by whether you're successful or whether you're not successful. That's the way your thinking pattern is working. In other words, in your mind, the Navi is going into the Das HaOdom, to the Das B'nei Adam, and he's saying, no, because you see, when things are good, so then your Emunah rises. When things are bad, you start, your Emunah is lowered, you start questioning. He says, the Navi is explaining to them what they said, not that they verbalized this, you see, but this is your derech hachayim. That's what the Ramban is saying. Fantastic Ramban. He answered the question. When you read the Navi, it sounds like he's just talking to liars. He says. So the Ramban explains. So that's what the Ramban says. It's classified as a mirror because it is a mirror. You don't have to verbalize it. In other words, with regard to Yesodi Ados, is there any different? With regard to Yesodi Ados, derech hachayim, a person's way of life speaks for itself. I mean, that's the loudest speech. I mean, you don't have to say it. If a person's way of life is influenced by certain ideas, he's living that way, that is the greatest statement. You know, you're a verbalization. You see? That's why they said, Manet banalach, I didn't realize. What do we say? We didn't say anything. We never said anything against God. Wouldn't do such a thing. That's for sure. It's terrible. But the Navi says, no, you did. Because you see that in your life, what influenced your following the Torah, what played a role in your mind? Oh, you took a look, you said, are we successful? Wonderful. Then we know that we're going right. We're not successful. Then our commitment has been affected, has been lowered, you see. That's the greatest statement. You don't need a better statement than that. That's a statement. That's the best statement. So Ramban explains the pasuk. Without the Ramban, you don't understand the pasuk. Amazing. This Ramban of explains. The lokum osham rafila amen. That's what Ramban means. And that's what he says. He says, Lachain, Lakacham, Akosavakan, Shama, Tishkun, Mitzvosa, Vedos of Shahim, Anisim, Sheosalachem, Mikevar. Those are the Nisim he did from before already. We as Lachem Ladis, Gona Pesach, Vamatsa, Vasukkah. The Sishmeru Chukav Afpi Shalot Teidu Tamom Ki Bemes Yeti V'Lachem B'Sof Ein Tzarach Lin Yisayon B'Torah. He says, in other words, yes. He says, the Ramban says, now why is he bringing that? Even though you don't know the Tama Mitzvah is not the place where Ramban is talking about Tama Mitzvah. What he means is, what the Ramban means is like this: there can't be any kind of consideration. Once your mind tells you that this is MS, so then nothing should play a role in diminishing from your total commitment to this thing, whether it's a lack of, you're looking for supernatural events, or you're looking for comforts and success, or you're looking or tamei mitzvahs. That's what I'm about. Any kind of person who says, I don't know a tam, so in that mitzvah I'm not that sure. I have less of a commitment to the mitzvah. That's the same level, los and asos of Hashem. Once your mind knows that it's true, nothing can influence it in any way. That's why the Ramban distinguishes between the nisim of the past and the nisim of the present. Of course, the nisim of the past were done to establish, like the Rambam says, to establish, in the case of the individual, of the Habe Paman, but God did it on a grand scale for all of Klal Yisrael. So that was done to establish. Now, once that has been established, now any kind of questioning is just coming from the other part of the mind, from the emotional part of the mind. From the emotional part of the mind, it cannot affect this one iota. If this affects your course or your commitment in the slightest amount, then you're over los and aso said Hashem Elokech. Okay, he says v'chein b'chol devar novi hamenusav amuchzik b'novi. You see, emes b'novi emes b'osos mosim kedina Torah los and aso as devar. See the Ramban, it brings in the Ramban. He says b'chol gmul b'chol ono sheyom alachem lo to stop ku b'yachol to yisala. V'yachol to yisala. Avol ha'aminu b'sarosov v'saminu b'neviyov v'hatzlicho. Okay. Now, yeah. So the Ramban. So you see from the Ramban an interesting thing. And that's something which in today's door I think is very, very often, too often overlooked. And that is, you see, he says like this. He goes on, he says, He says in that door, that's for that door. Okay, shouldn't have any sfeikus for that door, he was telling them. There's no reason for any kind of testing in the mitzvahs. And they should teach them the truth of the Torah and the mitzvahs. Kasha Yafarish, Ki Yisholcha Bincha, the Gemara Parsha, Ki Yisholcha Bincha Machalema. So what does Ramban say? The Ramban says that you're not allowed to use any kind of supernatural events to support the belief system of Torah. You're not allowed to do that. So if a person will write a book and say that this tzaddik did all these miracles, and that's why you should be a mamin, he's over los anasos at Hashem Lekech. Not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make recourse to any kind of tzaddikim that these nisim occur to them, and that's why. And that will make a difference in your amunah to use that to make people to believe in the Torah. That's an issa deraisa. It's not only issa deraisa, but it's a violation of one of the yisodei Torah. Because the only thing you could do, the only thing you're allowed to do, is you're allowed to do and you must do, is to teach the amitis haTorah based upon what the Torah tells us from the Chachamim and the Zakenim, the true verification of the Torah, and you must know it's true from Chachma, and after that, nothing should influence you. And if a person feels a need for some kind of support from some kind of miracle worker or whoever it might be, you see, then he's over los anasos at Hashem Alekech, kashani sisam amas. That's what the Ramban says. Beautiful. So you're not permitted to try to get people to believe in Torah based upon miracle workers. Miracle workers. People did this miracle, that miracle, this tzaddik did this, that tzaddik did that. Not allowed to do that. That's an issa deraisa. Lo sinasu asad Hashem alakechem, kashan isisim v'masach. That's what the Ramban explains. Okay? And that's what the Ramban means, because it's not God's will to do nisim in every door for every person. What does he mean it's not God's will? God can't do it? Hayad Hashem Tiktzor. It's not his will. Because why? Because his will is that the emunah in Torah should be based upon your intellect and your chokhmah and your das. That part of the mind should be the ruling part of the mind that determines your action and your commitment to Torah. Any other part that you use, you are breaking away from this yesod in the das. So people should realize that any time you see a sefer, or anybody today in today's society, things go pretty rampant. And anytime the sefer is trying to influence somebody to be religious because so and so did such a miracle or such an ace, that's against the yisod hadas. Well, sinasa yisod hashem alekechem. Not allowed to do that. That's what and that's exactly what the Navi says. Not a person's success. Not any supernatural events, not his lack of Yediyah and Tamei HaMitzvahs, any of those things. Those are completely extraneous considerations and stem from a part of the mind that is the primitive part of the mind, not the Tzelem HaLekim. Okay,
Sorry?
That's the Ramban. Absolutely. Yediyah and Tamei HaMitzvahs mean, the Ramban is unbelievably perceptive, I mean, to human nature, and that's why he mentions that, because Ramban knows that if a person sees a mitzvah, you know, I would add something else. Now that you mention it, if it is wrong, I would say it is equally wrong, and this is also another derech that's often used. Another derech in promoting Torah is to show people, look how nice this mitzvah is. You see. Show the beauty of a mitzvah. The beauty of a mitzvah is not the way you determine whether the Torah is true or not. Because that would mean a mitzvah that I understand the tam, oh, that's a beautiful thing. But if I don't understand the tam, so it's not a beautiful thing. See, that should not determine, that's what the Ramban says, but that's what the Ramban brings in Tamei HaMitzvahs. Very important point. The Ramban says that an argument in favor of Torah, because I'll show you a tam ha-mitzvah, and that's why I'll show you the Torah is true, is also wrong. Because the veracity of the Torah is based upon asking the Zakenim and the Chachamim, and they will show you the Amikus HaTorah, the true idea of why Torah is true, the idea of Torah Misinai, like the Ramban explains, according to Ramban, it's one of the mitzvahs, Torah Misinai. And Ramban is more than meaning of mitzvahs. So the true proof of Torah Misinai, and not by trying to influence people by saying, oh, look how nice this mitzvah of Pesach is. Look how nice the yontif of Pesach is. That's a Tamei mitzvah. And I say, oh, so that's why you follow the Torah, because you like the mitzvahs, because these Tamei mitzvahs appeal to you. The appeal, what the Ramban is saying, the amazing Ramban, that the appeal of Tamei mitzvahs is you're not allowed to make recourse to that appeal for the conviction that the Torah is true, because that means because that's not right, because that is not the avenue for verifying the Torah, and therefore whether the person, no matter how beautiful an idea of the Torah is, that is not allowed to be used. If I'll take a mitzvah, look, the Torah must be true because this mitzvah is so fantastic, I understand the Tam mitzvah. That's wrong. Because the truth of the Torah is based upon Sinai, ki yisholcha vincha mocha lema, like the Ramban says, and the yediyas haTorah through the real proof of the Torah, as the Torah explains, like the Torah says, the gamba, the pasuk, l'man yishmoam v'dabri imach v'gamba chayimin alola. That's the only verification. That's the verification. But making recourse to any kind of, to any other method, you see, where you'll show people, well, look how beautiful it is, how nice Shabbos is. So that's why we should accept the Torah. Wrong. That's wrong. Not allowed to do that. That's lo sanasa shem lekechem kasher yisim b'masa. Yes. Yeah, the Ramban, the famous Ramban, the Rambam, Hekradas. Yeah, the famous Rambam by Hilchos Melachim by Ben Noach, Echradas. So you see that you have to be careful how you try to influence people. You're not allowed to use alien systems and methods of influence. Because you know why? Because the Yesod HaDos, if the Yesod HaDos is missing, there's no gain. See, that's what people don't understand. They think that if I get a person to be shown the Torah and Mitzvahs, so I'm saving a person, I'm saving the world. It may be true if you're saving a person, it's like you saved the whole world. But you're not saving him if his emuna is not based on the Yesod HaDos. Then it's nothing. That's what Yesod HaDos. Yesod HaDos means like this. If this is not here, there's nothing here. That's it. That's the Yesod. So the way, if you want to get a person to be a mamin, you can only do one method. That's the method that God gave us. You can't use other kinds of influences, because then he's not committed in the right way. He's not committed in the Yesod. And if he's missing the Yesod, everything he does works. Okay, yes. If a person believes in Torah for any reason other than the method that was given to us at Sinai, the true method that was given to us at Sinai, he is missing in the Yesod HaDos. If he's missing in the Yesod HaDos, then there's no Das. That's what Hilchos Yesod HaDos means. Okay, plain and simple. Yeah, that's correct. That's a good question. A very good question. Elyon of Inakano. That's correct. It is true that the Rambam mentions that in the time of Elyon Novi and Elisha, it was a very bad time. So that is God's decision to see if he sends a Novi to be Ma'orer the people, to be Machziram Lamutav through a Maisanes. That's not that's Navi Hashem has the right to do something like that. But only, the only value it has is if through that he accepts the Yesod HaDos. He accepts. I'm not saying to you that if you could get a person, if you could engage an individual in a discussion because of some idea that appeals to him, and then you could bring him to a true understanding and commitment based on the Yesod HaDos, you shouldn't do that. That would be crazy. That would be insane. Well, I mean, you know, you have to reach a person where he's at. But if that is his belief system, then it's worthless. Okay?
What about Kutner? You're right.
That's what the Rambam says. That's an open Rambam. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Because the Rambam says that you train Kitanim and Amei Haaretz to serve God in a way that's not appropriate, which is Schar V'Onesh. Schar V'Onesh. He says, Ein Roi L'Avodas Hashem Al HaDerech Hazeh. Okay? That's correct. But I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you tell people that this is the belief system, this is the system. That why do we believe in the Torah? Because this side, we see this side did miracles and that side did miracles. Oh, we see it's true. That is lo sinasu asad Hashem alakechem. Not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to say that. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm telling you. But to reach a method of reaching it, yeah, the Navi, the HaKamel, the Navi was sent to attract the people and to show them that the Avodah Zarah is false. Yeah, but that's not, you don't believe because of HaKamel. The belief is because of Sinai. Okay, because of Sinai. And if a person will believe because of HaKamel, he's a kafir. It's because of Sinai. So that's true. What I'm saying, I want you to understand clearly what I'm saying. I'm not saying that if you know a person and you could reach him through engaging him in some kind of conversation that is appealing to him, and you can get him to the Yesod HaDos, that is a wonderful thing to do. But if you tell him a false idea, namely, that you see that the Torah is true, why? Because Jews are very successful. So therefore you see that Jews are very wealthy and they're successful, or even if you say because Jews, you see how intelligent Jews are,
So
then, and that's the proof that the Torah is true. That's lo sanasa sara Hashem Elokechem. That idea is false. That idea is false. You could say, well, okay, it's interesting. Why are so many chacham and all the major sciences Jews? Say, well, that came from the Masorah that we have. That's fine. That's okay. Yeah. But that is the proof of the amitas haTorah. That's lo sanasa sara Hashem Elokechem. Or if you get people to believe in a system based upon different miracles, because all these tzaddikim can do miracles, that's lo sanasa sara Hashem Elokechem. You're not permitted to do that, because then his belief system is not based on the Yesodei Hadas, it's based on nonsense. Okay? Let me make it clear to you. If you want to show certain striking things that catch a person's eye in order to introduce him into the Yesodei Hadas, that's fine. There's nothing. That's a mitzvah to do. Let me make myself clear. But if you're going to present something to him as a belief system, you see, this is why we believe. Because look at all the tzaddikim did these miracles. Throughout the generations, see all the tzaddikim did these miracles. That's how we know the Torah is true. That's an issur d'oraisa. That's lo sanasa sara Hashem Elokechem. Not allowed to do that. Okay? Not allowed to say, imply, that is the foundation. That is the reason for our acceptance of the Torah. That's wrong. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's not a fine line. It's two different things. I mean, it's not even a fine line. It means every person's different, and you have to reach people in different ways. And of course, if a person's interested in something, you know that his interest can lead him into the area where you can show him Yesodei Hadas, of course, there's a mitzvah gedolah, a big mitzvah to do that. But if you're going to use extraneous kind of belief systems in order to have people committed, and that's what you use in support of the belief system, absolutely usher. This is not only usher, it's nothing. It's against the Yisraelis. That's lo sanasa sara Hashem Elokechem, kashani sisam amasa. You understand? I mean,
Rebbe.
Yes.
Yes, I'll bring a guy closer.
Say it again.
You can't use something that by its very nature is contrary to the Yesodei Hadas.
That's correct. That certainly is correct. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Right. No. Of course. Now, when a person sees Chochmas Hashem, when a person knows the Torah is true, and he sees Chochmas Hashem in the Torah, the Chochmas Hashem in the Torah is what brings him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the vehicle to get close to the Kiruv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it is not the proof, again, that the Torah is true. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference. The proof that the Torah is true has a very specific method. Okay? Now, of course, what's the purpose of the Torah? The purpose of the Torah is a person should be Karav LaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is he Karav LaKadosh Baruch Hu? Through understanding the Torah, through understanding Tamei HaMitzvos, through understanding all these things. That's his relationship to God. You understand what I'm saying? Right, but not every time a guy gets a svara, the person sees an idea. Oh, now I see it's true. Now I see it's true. That is us. That's not us, sir. That's against the Yesodei Hadas. That's like the Navi. Every time I see the Navi, see, now I see it's true. Now I see it's even more true. You see, that's against the Yesodei Hadas. There is a bit. You understand the difference? Of course. Well, that's what the Ramban says. Even if you don't know a Tam HaMitzvah. Ramban is the biggest one on Tamei HaMitzvah. Ramban explains all the mitzvahs. That's the whole, all his writings are Tamei HaMitzvah. To show Chochmas Hashem. But that's our relationship with God. You understand? It's not a Ramban. Every time Ramban learns a pshat and shows you a fantastic idea, now we really see the Torah is true. That's Kfirah. That's a denial of Yesodei Hadas. It's not the appeal of a particular idea. It's not an appeal of that idea that verifies the Torah. The Torah doesn't need any verification. Torah has its own verification. And once that verification is established, then the person's on a derech where he could be korov l'makom. How? Through participating and understanding chokhmah Hashem, tamei HaMitzvos, in many, many different areas of knowledge and chokhmah. Endless. That's the relationship to God, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a verification of the Torah. You understand what I'm saying? There's a big difference between those things. Yes?
Yeah, that means because those nisim that occurred in Mitzrayim were enough for any rational person to see that Moshe Rabbeinu is Navi Hashem and that God is instructing him what to do. That's what it means. Yeah, but that's what the Rambam says. That's like that's like the Rambam says with the that is that's even before Maamar Har Sinai. Yes, I understand. Sinai, I explained it once before. Sinai, Vayimina Hashem Moshe Avdo means that any rational individual would see, just like I would see that this clearly is Hashem. Okay? But Sinai is something different. Sinai is even beyond that. Sinai is something beyond that. Because Sinai is something, because it's true what the Rambam explains. That there's one thing that your rational mind tells you this is definitely Me'ez Hashem, that's one thing, but it's another thing where the individual at Sinai, his whole essence is engaged. It's a different kind of amunah, it's a different kind of a thing. One thing is like an external thing, and the other thing is internal, intrinsic, in man. He sees Chochmas Hashem from Sinai through the event at Sinai is a different kind of a thing. It has to do with the human nature. It's something which is a proof that is designed to satisfy every aspect of man's nature. It doesn't leave him unsatisfied. You see, it doesn't leave him unsatisfied. The Tzelem Elokim is fully satisfied. That's Sinai. But that's a different discussion. But V'amir Hashem Moshe Avdo, that's the same thing. Okay. Yeah. That's exactly. That's it. That's exactly the idea. That's exactly the idea that the Navi Sheker and on the that's the flip side of the coin. That the person that flip side of the coin is that the person that follows an influential individual, a person who has certain personal qualities that make people follow him and believe him, and you see that he says one detail that's wrong. That's the opposite side of the coin. That's absolutely a violation. It's the same kind of. That means he's not following his chachma. So what is he following? He's following the fact that this person is an individual whose personality attracts him. That's like Shabbat Tzvi. That's the same kind of a. That's the same kind of a thing. That's the opposite side of the coin. Okay, you see, there are two points here. That the person's chachma should make his commitment, and nothing else should influence it. And then you have in the Navi Sheker. Navi Sheker is where the personality of the charismatic personality influences the individual and is. Tzelem Elokim, which tells him that it's false, is dormant. It's not doing anything. That's the opposite side of the coin. Yeah, that's the Kiminas Hashem Elokim Elodas Yishchem Ovishem Lachol Vafikol Ashram. That's the pasuk. What is this based on? Is this based on? Is your amuna based on the fact that you're the fact that this is a comfortable? You're following an individual because of his charisma or because of the emes? That's the pasuk. Okay. Work. Eidus hilachol boyolam means that from this work a person can go back. If a person has a sechel ayasha and he understands Torah, he will be able to see the Yisrael, he'll be able to reach the Yisrael Yadas. That's correct. That's true. And it's a feature of the Torah. It's a feature of the Torah that it leads a person back to the Yisrael Yadas and to the true Amunah. Okay. But now let's go back. Let's go back to the event. The event, okay? It's an interesting thing. Have you got it? Okay. Okay. So the parsha, this mitzvah of Lo Sinasu, this mitzvah has a historical origin, so to speak. In other words, as I said before, it doesn't mean you wouldn't have the mitzvah without this event, but this mitzvah was something which the people themselves stumbled in it historically. They stumbled in it historically. Okay. And this is the case. Beshalach. Yidzayim. Vayisikol rasne esalim yudasim l'masem p'yir Hashem. Vayachnum v'kid. Vein mayim l'shtosom. Didn't have any water. So the pasuk says, "Vayorav Amar Moshe Vayomer Tnu Lana Mayim V'Nishta Vayomer Moshe Matriven Imadi Matanasim Esad Hashem Vayitz Moshe Amar Lamayim Vayorav Amar Moshe Vayomer Lomazel Hashem Etzam Lomaz Asid Esboni Vesmikam Batzama." Okay, Vayitz Moshe Hashem Leim Omoy Eslam Ezel Od Matas Koloni. All right, so then he was so that was the problem. So the problem, and then there was the solution. The solution was Avor Lefnei Ha'am V'Kachit Chamizik Neisrael U'Matcha Asher Kisu Ba'Yisrael Kach Piyot Chavalochta. And Hini Yomer Lefnei Hashem Atzur B'Chorei V'Kisu V'Atzur V'Yotzu M'Menu Mayim V'Shasu Ha'am V'Yas Kein Moshe Lein Yizik Neisrael. That's it. Then Vayit Hashem Makam Masam Riva. Okay, Al Riv B'Nei Yisrael Al Nasosam Asad Hashem Lein Ha'yesh Hashem B'Kibbein Ha'mayim. At first sight, when you read this parak superficially, you don't see what's the difference between this and between any other time where you have a Yitzma Shama on Lamayim, or where you had before in where they had the Talunos, where they said, for instance, in Mora, Vayilon Oma Moshe Lema Manishta. Okay, that's one. Then you had again, Vayisu Meil Viro Midbar Sin, Vayilonu Kol Das Mesol Amoshe Valam Avemel Malem. There's a Miyitem Yisein of Yadar Hashem Baruch Yisrael. Shiftei Nasiel Basu Bachman Lachem Osova. Okay, Ki Yotzeis Mosol Amoshe Valam Hamas Is Kol Kol Ozer Bar. Again, so and over here also, Vein Mayim Lishtos Am Vayor Of Amar. There's nothing to drink. So again, Vayor Of Moshe Am Etnu On Mayim Venishta. Okay. What's the difference between this case and the other cases? So you see, however, the Torah does distinguish. What is the main distinction? So the Ramban points out. Because over here it says, it doesn't say Vayilonu Ha'om Al Moshe Laron, it says Vayorev Ha'om Al Moshe Vayom. Vayorev. It was a riv. And you see this idea of riv, and Moshe Ben Issam, Vayorev Ha'om Matu even Amadi. Matanasim Esad Hashem. He didn't say the other cases by Vayilonu. So the difference is the idea of riv. It was a riv. There's a difference between a tluna and a riv. Okay? And that's why it says, Vayikra Shem HaMakom Maso Mariva. Al riv b'nei Yisrael. Lal Nasosam Esad Hashem Leimah. Yesh Ad Hashem B'kibbein Nomayim. Okay? So the Ramban says like this. The Ramban says, but the problem was they didn't have any water. The problem was the same. Okay? He says, V'ein mayim lishto so'om kasha bo'o ala mokom, Rin Ramban, v'lo motzi shom enos mayim, miyad osu meriva and Moshe, v'zeh tam v'yorav om and Moshe, ki atlunos bin komos shenema ben v'yilonu hu tarumo, se'em esram im al inyon, an al inyon on lema manishta, manochal, manishta, avo v'yorav, she'osu meriva mamish, he says, "Uba'u alav leimar tenu lana mayim atav aron achicha ki alechem adava v'domeno alechem." That's what he says. And Moshe Amar Lehem matri v'nimadi matnasen sed Hashem ki rivazel nasen sed Hashem hu ayuchal teis lachem mayim ki im tacharishu v'sespalalu elav ulayana eschem v'chein hoya adava b'libam l'nasas kashe oma v'al nasosam sed Hashem leimar yesh Hashem b'kibbeinu amayim. So what does it mean? It means that this taina that they had over here was displaced. It was displaced. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. He said, "Matu even imodi matanasim esad Hashem." Your argument is against me, but that's your argument, your conscious argument. Conscious argument is against me, but really this is a displaced argument. The real argument is against God. You see? Why is that? Why is that? How did that work? How did that work? You see? Very simply. Because, just like the Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu was already the proven Navi. Okay? He was already the proven Navi. So they followed him. So their minds told them that he's verified. He's the true Navi. Okay, but now what happened? Now what happened was they came to him and they made a riv against him. What does it mean they made a riv against him? It means they were saying that you took us to this place. You're the leader, It's your responsibility, and now you have to answer for your responsibility. So that means this was not al-pi Hashem, this was al-pi Atzmacha. Okay? That's what it means, Riv. That's what the Ramban explains. He says, V'zetam miyadasu meriva Moshe. V'zetam vayorvam Moshe ki atlunos b'mekomos shenema vayilonu hutarumos. Ava vayorv she'osu imo meriva mamash. Ubo lov lemor tenu lanamayim. Atavar nechicha. Ki aleichem adova v'domeinu aleichem. That's what Ramban is explaining. It means that suddenly, what happened? They started to question. Because of the difficulty of the circumstance, you see, because of the pressure of the lack of water, which is a very great pressure for a person, and great fear, so because of that, they started to question, just a minute, maybe this is Moshe Rabbeinu's idea, it's his leadership, he decided to take us to this place, so it's his responsibility, what did he have in mind? So immediately, you see, immediately they shifted. They shifted the blame in Vayorev Am and Moshe. What did they do? They started to question whether his verification is. They started to question his verification, not completely, but in this particular instance, in this particular move. See, in this particular move, maybe we should have stayed. In the place where they had the Tamarim and the Enos Tamarim. You see, this was his idea. That was the slip. See, that was the slip. But that's one thing. But you see, Moshe Rabbeinu said two things. He says, "Matarivun imadi." He says, "Matarivun imadi, matanasan esad Hashem." You see, he answered them, "Matarivun imadi." It's not me, because he's saying that he's doing this al pi Hashem. But then he said, "Matanasan esad Hashem." Why are they being Manasseh Hashem over here? Why are they being Manasseh Hashem over here? You see? Because what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them is that the reason why you're slipping in terms of me is not me, nothing to do with me. It has to do with the fact that your belief, your emunah, is not based on chachma, you see. It's not based on chachma. If you were listening to the part of you that's the tzelem alakim, you wouldn't raise this question. But now the reason why you're raising the question is because you're being influenced by other pressures in the other parts of your mind. That's a denial of God. See, that means that your judgment and your commitment is not based upon chachma, but it's based upon other considerations. Things are nice. We're going out of Mitzrayim. A lot of benefits. We look forward to success. Eretz Yisrael is a wonderful thing. It's an amazing phenomenon. These are the things that are playing a role, you see, in your amunah. So now the moment you see that these things are lacking, so now you're lacking in your commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he meant. Matarivan. So now what you're looking for, what are you looking for? You're looking for extraneous support, extraneous verification for your belief system in God. Says that's matanasa nesadesha. You see? That's a Moshe Rabbeinu answer. Matarivani Modi, Matanasana Sadashan. This shows that your whole belief system is based not on the Tzelem Alekim, on Chachma, but it's based upon other considerations. Other shows, sure, very nice to go out of Mitzrayim. Avodin, terrible, and now you have a wonderful future out of Mitzrayim, and things look bright, they look good. But you see, what's playing a role is not the truth and the verification of your mind, or it's playing a role of the other external convincing phenomena that are very comforting, that make you feel very good about this. But the moment you lack the comfort, you lack the mayim, so now you're starting to question. So that means that you're not ready to follow God with your chachma, only with chachma, but you also need side things, side benefits. That's matanas on the Seder Shem. That means that then your belief system is not based on emes. Then it's based on external things. That was matanas on the Seder Shem. Interesting is what was the resolution? What was the resolution? The resolution was umatcha she kisabar seyor kach biyotcha v'alochta. So it seems that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that time he let them survive, and he acceded to their demand. I mean, he allowed them that weakness, that one weakness. He allowed them. He didn't destroy them. But it's interesting. In the process, as umatcha, it says, "Asher hikisa boas hayor kach biyotcha v'alochta." And the pasuk mentions not just the matah, but matcha asher hikisa boas hayor. Why hikisa boas hayor? So Rashi says beautifully. He says, "Matam alama asher hikisa boas hayor." What do you have to say that for? Elo asher yisroel hoy yisroel omrim al hamata she'ena muchan elo lepuranius bo loka paro mitzrayim. Kama makas ben Mitzrayim, valayom, lekach nema she kisa bo esayor, yiru ata she afu tovamach. In other words, because the answer was that why did they lack the belief in God? What was the cause of the weakness? Because there was some loose mystical type of ideas and notions that was playing a role in their mind. You see, matcha she kisa bo esayor. This matcha somehow or other has powers. There's something, some superstitious, mystical ideas, notions that was playing a role in their minds that rendered them defective. You see, so that's why Akadosh Baruch Hu told them, take this matter, and they should realize that schar v'onesh doesn't come from any other source. You see, there's no other way for a person to be fortunate or unfortunate, except for schar v'onesh. But if a person thinks that he'll do something, that certain things on the sugal for this, or have this school or that school, is going to save him, those mystical kind of beliefs, you see, cause the matanas and esad Hashem. Because it's a denial of the schar v'onesh. Matcha asher kisa bar seyor, kach biyotcha v'alochta. But it's a deep idea. Why is that so? Because what the Torah is telling you is that the engaging in the mystical is based upon a person's insecurities, and he's looking for certain things to give him the security. You see, he's looking for this, for that. Ah, now I understand it's this. This is a good thing, see? So he's looking for security. He's looking for security by projecting some kind of mystical value on something that he feels this is concrete. This I can put my confidence in, you see? Yeah, when this happens, it's always good. See? That type of mystical belief. What is that? That's looking for a support system. You see? A support system in the physical world. That's the source. That's the basis of it. That is the denial of God. That's the denial of Torah. That's the denial of God.
What about physical along the way?
Let me just finish. So that was the lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu taught them. And you see that they learned the lesson. It's interesting. They learned the lesson. They learned the lesson from their Rebbe. Why? Because the Pasuk says, that's why the Pasuk ends. It says, Vayaske Moshe Leinizik Yisrael, Vayikra Shem HaMakom Masa Mariva. And he called this place. Who called this place? So the Ibn Ezra says, either was Moshe Rabbeinu, called the place Masa Mariva, Al-Riv B'nei Yisrael. Why? Because they learned the limud. They learned the proper limud from that place. So they called it Masa Mariva. The Ibn Ezra says either it was Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, or it was someone in the Kohol, some tzaddik in the Kohol, that got up and made the statement, this place will be called Masa Mariva. To remember the terrible chait that we had, and the terrible mistake that we had, and the limud in Amuna, which was a limud in Yisodi Ados. That's Vayir Hashem. Okay. That's bad. It's bad because you don't need any chizuk. We don't need any chizuk. We have the chizuk is from the Torah, and from Kiddushalcha Vincha, from Matan Torah, from Torah Misinai, from the Nisim and Mitzrayim, real verification. You don't need any chizuk. If you need chizuk, that means that something's lacking. And if something's lacking, then you don't have the Yisrael Hadas. You do it without Hadas. Our Hadas is based on Chochmah, so it's all worthless. But I'm just telling you, from a practical standpoint, in a practical way, it doesn't work either. Even in a practical, I mean, not that I'm giving any credence, because the flip side. See, flip side is something bad, so then that's it. I'm just saying, I mean, I don't want to, I hate to say that because it sounds like I'm saying it's not a good way because there's a flip side. And why do the Holocaust? So that's it. So now we have to drop our Holomona. You see, I don't want to go into that type of a thing because the argument is more basic. Because that is not a minor. That is not a minor. Okay. Okay. No, I want you to understand Rashi. When Rashi says that the matas mukhan for good also, in the mystical mind, there's no thing that's good and bad. There's a thing that either it's good, you have the good amulets, you have the bad ones. I mean, that's the way the primitive mind works. What he is showing is it's not the matah at all. It's a kind of baruch and chavona. Of course, I mean, it's... Ibn Ezra Kotzer says, of course, it is a big sod, yeah. So it does. That's correct. And also, Rabbi Meir mentions correct. V'kachit chom yizikne Yisrael, of course, is the Zikne Yisrael is the idea that the, like the Ramban says, that you have to get your ideas of Amunah from Zikne Yisrael, the true ideas. Okay.